For a lot of towns in Vermont, the July 4th celebration is the largest event of the year. It's a time for parades and fireworks and a chance to gather together with neighbors. Governor Phil Scott has been holding the 4th of July as a time when Vermont might be back to normal after more than a year of living through the COVID-19 pandemic. But many towns say it's still too soon to gather. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
When Governor Scott first said that Vermont could be back to normal before the 4th of July, Susan Hernandez thought there might be hope for this year's parade and fireworks in Saxton's River.
When we first heard they were going to be open 4th of July, we were very excited. We're like, yes, 4th of July is going to happen. I mean, we love this whole event.
Hernandez is president of the Saxton's River 4th of July Committee. And after canceling last year's celebration due to the pandemic, she says everyone was hoping to get together this year.
But the more that we started to plan, the more questions that came up. Usually the biggest question that we have is it going to rain or not? But this is different. This is different.
Different as in, should they require masks? And is there a way to check vaccinations? The committee heard from people who live downtown, who had some hesitations about inviting hundreds of people to their little village. And even if the state was open, without a vaccine for kids, Hernandez said the organizers didn't feel good about having a large crowd in Saxton's River.
You know, our children are the ones handing out the cotton candy and the or the glow sticks or taking money for the skee ball or, you know, the hot dogs or whatever. And it just seemed like too big a risk.
And Saxton's River isn't the only community that decided not to hold their Independence Day festivities this year. Wardsboro, Montpelier, Plymouth, and Richmond all reluctantly voted to cancel their celebrations because there was too little time and too many questions about how the pandemic would play out by early July. But some towns have decided to move forward.
We've heard from enough people in Milton that they really want to have the event as we've done it traditionally.
That's Milton Town Manager Don Turner, and he says his town will be holding a full day of traditional July 4th events, from a parade in the morning to a barbecue in the afternoon and fireworks at the end of the day. Turner says there will be no mask mandate and no social distancing requirements in Milton.
We want to make sure we walk that balance between keeping the people safe and moving forward with some traditional celebrations. And if people want to wear a mask, they should, if they maintain distances and so on. But we are confident that we can move forward and have a safe event here in Milton.
Vermont's Health Commissioner Mark Levine thinks towns like Milton should move ahead with their plans. Levine says the state's high vaccination rate, along with the fact that July 4th activities take place outdoors, mean it should be okay to gather.
The overwhelming data, dating way back from March of last year, is that it's very challenging to document cases that were transmitted in an outdoors environment. So I would say those activities should be safe, and I would endorse a town who wanted to carry them out in a safe way.
Other towns like Colchester, Brandon, and Pulteney are following a similar path. Susan Klein is Warren's 4th of July organizer, and Klein says this year, Warren is doing a kind of toned-down celebration.
Will it be normal? Not entirely normal, but it's going to be as normal as it can be, I think. And we're all in this together. We're going to have to feel this out and figure this out.
So in Warren this year, there will be a parade in the morning and then fireworks in the evening. But no kids' activities at the school, no beer garden or shuttle service. And Klein says Warren's Buddy Badge fundraiser, which encourages kids to run around and find another person with a matching ticket, will have to wait until 2022.
You know, I also wanted to be comfortable and not knowing, you know, where we would be by the 4th of July. I just didn't want to take any chances of having a huge blowout event that we then had to unwind. Just too many unknowns, too many loose ends.
Klein says she's not exactly sure how it will all play out and how many of the folks in the Mad River Valley are even ready for an all-out unmasked social gathering. She says next year, she hopes it's all back to normal. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.